Are you concerned with what's happening in New York City? Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Hoofbeat on Brownfield. You've no doubt heard about efforts by the new mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, to do away with the carriage horse industry in that city. Well, the New York State Horse Council has issued a statement calling on all other state horse councils and concerned horse groups and horse persons throughout the country to come to the support of the New York City carriage horses and the carriage industry. Marcia Himmler, who's president of the New York State Horse Council, tells Brownfield that the outcome there could have ripple effects across the entire country.
If they do manage to ban the carriage horse and the carriage horse industry in New York City, that this will snowball across the country as other carriage horses seem to have been under fire from animal rights groups throughout the country. And if New York is allowed to do this, it will be used as an example and more pressure will be brought to bear negatively on the carriage drivers and the carriage horses in other cities in the country. What is to prevent them, if they are successful in banning carriage horses, from next going after the riding stables in the city? Now, I'm not saying they would, but it could be a very slippery slope. I don't think the fight's going to quit with this, no matter which way it goes in New York City. It's going to be something that we have to be vigilant about forever.
So, Marcia, what can horse owners in other parts of the country do to help you in this battle?
Well, since I think it's a national cause, I think as much national attention being brought to bear on this issue is paramount. I would hope that people will write to Mayor de Blasio and the city council members. That information is on the New York City government website, and it is just being updated as there were 20 new city council members just elected. So I believe that there probably is a window of opportunity to hopefully sway opinions on the issue at this time.
Himmler is from Stillwater, New York, 30 miles north of Albany. She talks about her own involvement with horses.
I have about, between the borders and my own, I have approximately 26 horses on a 47-acre farm. I'm also a carriage driving judge, senior judge with the United States Equestrian Federation and the American Driving Society for 35 years or more. My horses, my personal horses, are breeding stock. I have Welsh ponies, and I also have my own show string, and I drive. I show with antique carriages.
And regarding the New York City situation, Himmler says it's not just an animal rights issue, it's the right of the carriage drivers to ply their trade. That's Hoofbeat on Brownfield, Ag News for America.